Good afternoon, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A person who planned a mass shooting at several Colorado Springs schools was sentenced to 6 years in prison this week. Now 20 years old, Lily Whitworth was arrested last April after a relative reported concerning behavior to Elbert County authorities. Whitworth pleaded guilty in November to a felony assault charge. All other counts, including attempted first-degree murder, were dropped. Whitworth will also serve 3 years of mandatory parole. Human contact, even virtually, seems to help people with chronic illness, according to a new study. Researchers at CU Anschutz teamed up with the VA. They linked veterans whose quality of life was hampered by chronic heart and lung diseases via telehealth with nurses and social workers, in addition to other health services. Participants reported persistent improvements in depression, anxiety, and quality of life. Dr. David Beckelman, the lead author, says the talks helped people adjust to their illness by reaching goals.
Which may be to try to make it to somebody's high school graduation or a granddaughter's event or be able to walk so-and-so distance.
The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Anyone who enjoys the great outdoors in Colorado Springs can review the city's master plan for Blodgett Open Space. The nearly 400-acre piece of land on the northwest side of the city is a popular spot for hikers and bikers. The city wants the new master plan to help protect the area's natural resources while also serving the needs of the public. Ideas include additional trail connections, decommissioning unofficial trails, and facility improvements. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.